the morning. Wake up, turn it up, up, up.
Get up!
More music and more fun.
More fun.
Oh. Wake your ass up
with Nikki and Tamello in the morning.
Post FM.
Hey, look, before we go any further, just wanted to take a moment here to pay our respects to an Aussie icon. It was announced this week that Holden will discontinue the Commodore next year.
I was like, who died? I didn't hear about this. Oh,
another one, surely. No. This is another big one. This is part of lots of people's childhoods. I mean, although some would say the brand came to an end when they...
I was going to say, I didn't realise there was a Aussie version of
some would say they stopped when they moved the production offshore. And I think made it a front-wheel drive as well, which is like, that's not really a Commodore. But anyway, after four decades and 15 consecutive years as the nation's best-selling car, this is talking as a Ford guy. Like, that's kind of sad. It's another very sad day for the Australian motoring industry.
Yep.
But was, yeah.
You'll find the new hotted up Commodores in museums soon. You'll have to go there to see them.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
I wonder if my dad's one will be worth hundreds of thousands of dollars now, the one that he's currently driving because of that.
Nikki and Tamello's three things you need to know.
December 11 has been declared International Mountain Day.
Mountain Day?
That's right. Mountains are home to 15% of the world's population and a quarter of the world's land, animals and plants, and they provide fresh water for everyday life to half of humanity.
Wow. Half? That's a lot.
Well, when you think about it, I suppose the Himalayas, that's where the kind of all the big rivers start that run through places like India and China and stuff. So, fair enough.
Mm.
So maybe today's the day to go and check out the local ones. We do have some mountains around WA.
Yeah, what's the Albany one?
Well, there's the Porongah up near Albany and the Stirling Range. That's got Bluff Knoll.
Bluff Knoll, that's it.
Down that way. And Mount Cook is near Jarrahdale. That's part of the Darling Range. So okay. There's actually quite a few.
Yeah.
You want to go and, investigate a mountain today.
Why don't you go climb a mountain?
Yeah. Build a bridge while you're at it. And by the way, here we are. I've been told to stop using the alarm.
Yeah, because you've overused it.
And also because
you've abused it.
Because the alarm's kind of important. Well, I don't use that alarm, but there's that other alarm for like serious fires and things. We don't want to confuse people.
You haven't been using the fire alarm.
No, I haven't. But it is Aruga. 2 weeks till Christmas.
2 weeks officially today.
Right here, right now.
So if you haven't done any Christmas shopping, good luck, dear.
Now is the time to panic.
Yep.
And WA has almost become the second Australian state to legalise voluntary assisted dying.
Yay!
Lower House MP spent more than 5 hours approving the last 55 amendments on the bill. The last step, I guess, sees it signed by the governor, and they reckon it will be implemented in something like 18 months.
Yes, that's good news.
Been a long process.
Yeah.
It's come through. So, a Malaysian airline company has opened a restaurant, Nikki, that sells the same prepackaged meals it serves on flights.
Right. Was there a demand for that? Was there? I feel like no one has ever requested airplane food.
Apparently not. AirAsia claimed its flight food. It's so good, it reckons foodies will flock to eat its offerings. Dishes like
foodies,
not just regular people. Foodies,
I think so.
Roasted chicken with teriyaki sauce, one of its classics, apparently. Saw available at the Fast Casual Eatery inside a mall in Kuala Lumpur as of Monday. Now, I don't know why, like you, I don't know why they think this will work.
No.
Malaysia's kind of food obsessed anyway. I mean, one of their standard greetings is, have you eaten yet? and they are known for some pretty amazingly good cuisine.
Yeah, outside of an aeroplane.
Plane food. I think they're more like offering stuff from a petrol station. Seriously. Yeah. Imagine today's specials are slightly crispy sushi and boxed sandwiches left over from World War II.
And cold sausage rolls.
Served up with our finest iced coffee. No.
There's certainly a certain type of people that they're targeting. People with no taste.
Well, yeah, but they're calling them foodies. What's good? There's something somewhere, someone's missed a memo or something there.
Yeah, they don't know what a foodie is.
No.
Maybe they've got the definition mixed up.
Get a dictionary to AirAsia immediately.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And with the latest, here's Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Now, some sad news to start off with. Roxette singer Marie Fredriksson passing away aged 61 after a 17-year battle with brain cancer. She was one of the founding members of the band and took them to international stardom with hits like these.
She says hello, you fool. Every time.
many more on top of that.
Yes, R.I.P. Marie.
Very sad.
Now, Harry Styles has thrilled One Direction fans over the weekend when he covered one of the band's biggest hits, What Makes You Beautiful, during a set of his tunes from his brand new album, Fine Line.
Listen to him.
I like that cover as well, actually.
Not bad.
It's nice and rocky. Now, Fine Line is out on Friday. Coldplay have dropped the title track from their latest album, Everyday Life, along with a video of the band playing on a beach at sunset with images of people from all over the world.
And here's a hint. You might not recognise it as Coldplay. It's a huge departure from the Coldplay sound.
I don't think there's any denying that is Coldplay. And Billie Eilish and Alicia Keys have teamed up for a performance of Eilish's hit Ocean Eyes on The Late Late Show overnight. This is awesome. I love this. Beautiful.
That's
is
lovely.
That?
Yeah.
Alicia Keys is hosting the Grammys, which are on January 26th, where Eilish is nominated for 6 awards. No doubt going to clean up once again.
It'll be a big night for them.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.